Hi there, I'm Nihal and you're listening to the Rescue Tales podcast, the show dedicated to helping you settle your adopted rescue dog. Now, in this episode, I want to have an important conversation with you about expectations. Now, if you're someone who has recently adopted a rescue dog or you're thinking about adopting a rescue dog, this is going to be really important for you to listen to, and I'm going to keep it short. When I decided that I was going to adopt a dog, I had a very romantic idea in my head of what that experience would be like. I imagined that, you know, I'd pick her up from the shelter, we'd come home, she'd love all her new beds and toys and snuggle on the sofa, and she'd take a few days to settle in, and then we'd go hiking, and I had all sorts of images in my head that I kept thinking about. And when I picked her up from the shelter, my dog Rosa, it dawned on me that I had completely mismanaged my own expectation. She was so scared of everything. And it's understandable. Imagine suddenly being yanked out of, you know, an environment that has been home for you. We might look at rescue dogs, especially those like Rosa who are strays, and think, oh, we're bringing them into our wonderful warm homes and, you know, they're going to love it, it's going to be fantastic. But actually, we're taking them away from something that's really familiar to something that is completely unfamiliar and often scary for them. So it does take a while for them to settle in. And just like with people, if you're really anxious about something or really scared about something, you're not going to want to necessarily engage with playing. You might not necessarily want to eat or take, you know, nice treats or snacks from someone. You know, they're exactly the same. Some dogs settle in right away. I've seen it with so many people. Dogs, happy as can be, settles right in, all good. Others, and certainly my experience with my dog Rosa, it took me months to get her settled down. And we had a lot of challenges along the way, including reactivity and separation anxiety. We worked through all of it. But in hindsight, I think one of the reasons I felt ill-prepared was, and why I felt so stressed at the time. And at one point, I questioned if I'd even made the right decision to adopt a dog. It was because of my expectations. If I knew that it would be challenging, if I knew that, you know, it's quite likely that she would be really scared and disengaged, and you know, if I thought through all of that, or if somebody had told me and kind of helped manage my expectations and say, hey Nihal, listen, you know, it's going to take a few months before, or even longer potentially, before you get to the point where you'd be doing all the things that you want to be doing with it. So, and like I said before, this is not the case with every dog. So if you are listening to this and you are struggling with your rescue dog in any way, whether that's, you know, you're struggling to leave them at home alone, they're reactive when you go on walks and just barking at people or dogs or whatever, or cars even, or they're just super scared and just, you know, huddled in a corner or hiding under a table or a bed, you need to have patience. And of course, you know, when problems become severe, you need to seek professional support. Hire a good behaviorist or a good dog trainer that uses force-free approaches and get that help. It's honestly absolutely worthwhile, that investment. I cannot tell you, I don't know what I would have done if I didn't have support from professional dog trainers in the early days with Rosa. Don't worry about training. Don't worry about all of that stuff in the beginning. That will come in due course. The most important thing is patience, giving your dog space and time to settle. Don't worry about a routine in the early days if your dog is really anxious. And most importantly, your expectations. Manage your own expectations and just, you know, be open to all sorts of different scenarios. But one thing I do want to say is that at the end of this process of getting them settled, I cannot tell you, once they do feel at home and they do realize that they are part of your family, it is the most rewarding experience. It's indescribable. I mean, I can't put words to it. The love and the bond that you can develop with your dog is just incredible. And for me, it's worth all of the time and money and heartache that I went through in the early days with Rosa. And by the way, we still have our challenges that we are working through. But now, because she means the world to me, it's fine. Just like if with a family member, you don't think, you know, if they need help or support, you don't sit and think, oh my God, them again and so forth. Well, maybe you do, but let's hope you don't. So that's really it for this episode. I just wanted to share that because I had been speaking to a few people who are getting really frustrated. And I know from my own experience that a lot of the time you can get rid of some of that frustration just through checking in with your own expectations and making sure that you're not expecting more than what your dog, new furry friend, is able to give you at that stage. Anyway, as always, I hope this episode was useful. If you are enjoying the podcast, do me a huge favor and give us a rating and a review. It would mean the world to us, and it also helps spread the word to more people who are struggling to settle their adopted rescue dog. Anyway, take care, and I'll speak to you again soon.